Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonald on Sunday ruled against Democrats' plan to provide 8 million green cards as part of their $3.5 trillion spending bill. The money requested by Democrats is very close to what America spent on all of World War II and has zero Republican support. The U.S. government has begun deporting hundreds of Haitian migrants who camped out near Del Rio, Texas. An estimated 13,000 Haitians swelled the border last week, adding to the self-induced crisis at the border. More than 320 migrants arrived in Port-au-Prince on three flights from the United States on Sunday and early Monday. A half dozen more flights are expected this week. The Northport Police Department in Florida says it currently has no plans to conduct a major search of the Carlton Reserve today, the place where authorities had been looking for Brian Laundrie over the weekend. Laundrie is a person of interest in the Gabby Petito investigation. On Sunday, authorities found a body in Wyoming that is believed to be Petito's. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As the border crisis looks more like an invasion, with the addition of 13,000 Haitians flooding the wall-less border since late last week, Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott responds.
Texas is stepping up and doing what the federal government is supposed to do. The Biden administration's open border policies have opened the floodgates to illegal immigration, to crime, to human trafficking, to drug smuggling.
Liberal Party Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada gambled on an early election in a bid to win a majority of seats in Parliament, but now faces the threat of being knocked from power in Canada's election on Monday. Polls are showing Trudeau's Liberal Party in a tight race with rival Conservatives. Trudeau's philosophy is that Canadians will reward him for the way he handled the pandemic. Canada is now one of the most vaccinated nations in the world, and Trudeau's government spent hundreds of billions of dollars to prop up the economy amid lockdowns. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With many Americans still caught behind Taliban Al-Qaeda lines in Afghanistan, journalist Laura Logan spent years covering the Afghan war. She was on Fox News Monday and gave her opinion of America's bungled withdrawal.
In spite of the fact that Americans have been lied to about every single aspect of what their leaders have been doing in Afghanistan, they see through it. You know, they can't be lied to. Imagine if they told the truth and said, hey, you know what, this is Al-Qaeda. This isn't some group called Taliban that we can draw some convenient distinction between them, because the Taliban isn't a designated foreign terrorist organization. Well, actually, the number two in the Taliban is, and he's now the interior minister in charge of all security, and he's working with the U.S. State Department and the CIA to lock down that country and turn it into a prison for all of our allies. You know, we make a lot of fuss about the American citizens and the green card holders who are trapped there, and we should. They should have been protected, and they should be home right now. But you know who who else should have been protected? The people that made it possible for us to do what we did there. Not just, you know, in the last 20 years, Ainslie, but in the last 50 years. What they've done is they are working hand in hand, according to intelligence sources, military sources, U.S. sources, Afghan sources. They are working hand in hand with Al-Qaeda in the Panjshir Valley, killing off the soldiers, the special operations soldiers who we trained.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is Don Shang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners in India, Nepal, and Bhutan are continuing to hear the gospel in their heart languages, or the languages they were born to speak. Spreading the good news through radio broadcasts and literature in their own heart languages makes the gospel message more intimate and better understood by listeners. Currently, the Tide Ministry produces and airs 12 weekly radio programs in 11 different languages in India, Nepal, and Bhutan. The fact is that we have a global God, and if we're to share the truth about God around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, and that includes telling people about Jesus in the languages they were born to speak. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan, whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome aboard. Good to have you with us. It's going to take all hands on deck to get this country back on track, as you can tell. I mean, what the ruling class continues to do to us, we the people, it is unbelievable. But they're counting on we the people being too busy and getting easily distracted and buying into their narrative. But I'll tell you, an increasing number of WTPs is not having anything to do with it. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. John O'Connor joins us, a legal analyst, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. John, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Hey, I want to talk about Durham. I mean, we've been on a bit of a roller coaster ride with him. I mean, initially we said, look, at Durham's really serious. He's got a track record. Maybe he'll get down to the bottom of all this mess that's going on. And just about the time when we're almost ready to forget him, we get another indictment that comes in. And so what does this mean?
Well, first of all, you got to give the guy some slack because he had COVID for a year and a half. The world did, and it gave an excuse to the FBI agents and the tech executives not to come in and testify. They stayed away. And in his investigation, he requires at each stage of the game that other people talk, and he makes everyone talk, and they have to tell the truth for fear that the next guy will contradict him. So he gets into details, the next guy talks, the next guy talks. And then, of course, if they lie, then he has them there. Otherwise, he closes in on people and figures out who's really responsible. Because some of this stuff, we know that at the end of the day, everything that was put out there about Trump was false in this Russiagate conspiracy. But the question is, who along the way simply innocently passed along the trash, so to speak, or who helped initiate the trash? And those things, he has to have this, you know, time-consuming process. So I cut the guy some slack. But let me give you my analysis of this. I predicted some time ago that after Kleinsmith was indicted, which everybody was disappointed that he didn't get a sentence, I say that means Kleinsmith's yapping. He's talking. He's out doing what he can. But regardless of Kleinsmith, I think he's got enough for four or five FBI people along the chain of command. What is interesting, and that will happen, they will go all the way up to Comey. They won't get Comey, but they'll get below Comey and probably use Comey as a form of witness because Comey's going to say, oh, I knew nothing about this. I'm a saint. And so the buck is going to stop before it gets to him. But in addition to that, what's intriguing about the Sussman indictment is that Durham is obviously doing a lot of work to get people who are also feeding lies into the system. And the latest indictment, you could charge in two paragraphs what really he did wrong, which was misrepresent that he had no clients. He was just this innocent citizen doing this for the good of mankind and passing along some bogus stuff. But it was the falsity was just saying he didn't represent any clients or have any interest that he was carrying the ball for. But that could be said in two paragraphs. Durham took 26 pages. That's the interesting thing to read. Why is he doing that? And this is like the old show Lassie on TV when people would always say, Lassie's trying to tell us something. And there's, and I don't know how many people, kids were trapped in mine shafts or down wells, but that happened quite a bit. And Lassie was always there to tell Timmy to go get somebody. And that's what Durham is saying here, I think. He goes through a long narrative about how a certain tech executive one, was going out of his way to do this and that to get Trump and the Clinton campaign. Now, here's Sussman representing the Clinton campaign. So I don't know if there are any other shoes to drop here, but he is telling us something. He certainly is watching to see who else he can get that have arguably told lies somewhere along the way. Because the second fascinating thing about the Sussman indictment is it is very clear to me that the FBI knew that that what he was saying was false. They knew he was associated with the campaign. But for their own records, it looks like it's a decent lead. Wink, wink. We got a decent case here. Wink, wink. We have the Alpha Bank matter. The whole purpose of all of this is to generate publicity. The whole Russiagate thing was about publicity to help Hillary fend off the inevitable charges that would be made that she was consorting with Russia on the Uranium One deal. And that was her way of, you know, prophylactically avoiding that. So that when anything came about the Uranium One thing, which she expected people to leak, then she would come back and say, oh, this is part of the plot, the Russiagate plot. So a lot of this also deals with the corrupt media. Now, I don't think that he's going to indict anybody with the media, but what's very frightening is that these guys know that they have a complicit media. Somebody, wink, wink, can come up with a false statement to the FBI, and wink, wink, they know it's false, but they open up a file and generate legitimate, what looks like legitimate investigative activity, and therefore, that's a hook for the media to then come out and blast Trump and try to sink him. So this stuff all came out a week before the election. So that's a theme of the entire Russiagate thing. How much did we hear in the press about this, and how much did the FBI know for sure? Well, they know for sure that all this stuff was, so much of this was bogus, and that they were, luckily, we also have a track record of what they said to the FISA court. So this is not over by any stretch, Bill. I've given you a long-winded answer here, but I'm very much into this, and I think Durham's going to surprise a lot of people.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of us are hoping for that surprise, just been disappointed. I appreciate you putting this in context, bringing back to memory. I mean, we forget that COVID thing is still hanging around, and it was, quite interruptive with all processes, doctor's appointments and what have you. And so certainly in this case as well, we can understand it. You said early on, you know, Comey's not going to get indicted. How does he avoid indictment?
Well, I think the Horowitz and Inspector General's report tells us that all the reports of McCabe up to him about what was going on, all the reports were oral. And, you know, he can't, you know, Comey can't remember anything without his documents. Oh, well, Mr. Comey, we'll show them to you. If all you have to do is reinsert your your security clearance. No, you don't think? I don't think so. I don't think I want my security clearance back. Thank you very much. So even the documents that could refresh him, they're not showing him, and he can't testify to them. Most of the briefings were oral. There would be some things, for instance, McCabe might put in writing to somebody or something, and then they'll say, well, did you hear this from McCabe?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something he might have shown you? So that's the problem. Now, let me give you another issue.
I'll tell you what, before you do that, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from John O'Connor. We're talking the latest reveal from Durham. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Don't Don't you love it when John O'Connor kind of, he just keeps you hanging on the edge of the seat, just leads you up to number two that he wants to talk about, but we've got to take care of some business here. So, but he's back with us, as promised. The legal analyst, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat Covered Up Watergate and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. John, now to you. Let's pick up where we left off. You were starting to mention number two here. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that Comey, as Comey got into office, one of the things he quickly did was he surrounded himself with like-minded, politically bendable people. He got rid of some people that were happy to hang on, but some old, solid guys that were good old FBI agents. And FBI agents are very straight people. But now what he did is he culled from that herd some people that were willing to play politics, like Andrew McCabe is a great example. And that is what's sort of scary, because he recruits these people, and then they all leak very cleverly. And what comes out of the whole Russiagate thing is that the newspapers, the papers, the Post and the Times, are really part of the conspiracy, so to speak, with the FBI as to how to end the Clinton campaign. All of them are working together. Now, and of course, to use the media to sell a false narrative. Now, in this indictment, as I say, Durham brings up a fourth part of this whole thing. And this is going to, we don't know who it is, but it's a big-time tech executive. And he's using a lot of his power and money to help out the Clinton campaign in exchange for a spot. It says in the indictment to be the cybersecurity chief for Clinton. So what we've got is, it's very scary to read it, because you realize that the media's in line. They will leak anything these guys want to help them out. You've got the tech companies. You got big tech. And now you get the FBI and the CIA, by the way, on your side. Those guys are politicized. That makes for a witch's brew bill. That is difficult for the normal person out there to navigate. Mm-hmm. I sit here and try to deal with it all day, but it's a tough thing to unwrangle and to get.
It's got to be a fun war room. I'm just envisioning, you know, walls in your office where you've got pin dots all over the place connecting this bone to this bone, you know, whatever. Because the thing is, it's interesting, John, as you lay this out, I suspect a pattern. I mean, this is a well-versed pattern with lefties. I mean, you know, right now we're looking at, the Russian collusion case and the FBI. But, you talk about people surrounding themselves with like-minded people. And all of a sudden what comes to mind recently is the military-industrial complex. And this is where I see a similar pattern. Am I too far off on that?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, everywhere you look, you know, there is this unity between the Democratic Party, the media, if need be, the FBI and the CIA, the intelligence agencies and the tech. I don't want to sound conspiratorial or anything, except that I'm trained to look for conspiracies as a federal prosecutor. And the fact is, it's there. Let's look at the Michael Flynn case. Michael Flynn is one of the kickoffs to the Russiagate investigation. And in that, it is very clear that they dust off this thing, the Logan Act. They know that Flynn has talked to Kislyak, the ambassador for Russia, but in a very innocent, good conversation. And then the Justice Department starts floating the whole idea that he may have violated the Logan Act, the 200-year-old statute that's never been enforced prevents private citizens from conducting foreign policy. Well, he wasn't doing that. He's doing what every interim incoming administration does. Obama did. He was acting properly. However, they leak this thing so that he's afraid to tell people, and they use David Ignatius of the Washington Post. He says, the Justice Department is considering Logan Act charges. So they frighten Flynn into not telling the truth. And then what they do is then they leak something that says, the Justice Department has decided not to indict Flynn for the Logan Act. Okay, so now he's feeling a little bit okay. Then, before the dust settles in the Trump White House, while the guards were down, and Comey admits this, then he sends over two guys to to act like they're just friendly, good old boys talking to Flynn, and they ask him about his conversation with Kislyak, in which he kind of soft soaps what he really said. It wasn't quite, didn't quite tell the whole truth. It's not clear that he lied, but there was enough there to say that he lied. Mm.
There was an FBI interviewer that said that it was, you know, it was marginal. He thought it was pretty light.
Yeah, right.
In terms
right,
of the
right. And he acted, yeah. And you could tell from his demeanor that he looked like he was being sincere. But objectively, what he said was not objectively quite true. But my point is, it all came about because they used the media to screw around with Flynn, when in truth and in fact, they knew that they would never prosecute anybody for the Logan Act. You know, Comey did this with Scooter Libby. He mm-hmm. he deliberately leaked a false charge, this Foreign Agents Identification Act, forcing people like Karl Rove and Scooter Libby to lie. And in fact, there was no crime in outing Valerie Plame. That's an old thing. I'm raising it, but what I'm saying is Comey is a master of using the media leaks to frighten people into lying. He's big on process crimes. Meanwhile, all the FBI knows that everything from the Steele dossier is provided by the Kremlin or by Russian intelligence agents. They know that. And nobody, a person on the street, well, what about this Steele dossier? Oh, well, it comes from a British ex-spy. Well, the British ex-spy got everything from Russians that were literally tied to Putin. Putin wrote, in essence, the Steele dossier. I'm not, it's not a stretch. He really wrote it. Putin's guys wrote the Steele dossier, and he sat back and smiled as Clinton used it to just cause chaos in the United States, which is precisely what Putin wants. But mm-hmm. Hillary did that using them, and anybody in the media with half a brain, I was yelling and screaming my head off about this because it was obvious from the first time I saw a copy of that report. But no one in the media picks up on this, and guys like Comey just laugh. They laugh because and then the game goes on, and they hope that Trump is going to get excited enough to tell a lie. That's what that game was all about. So it's really scary that these intelligence agencies, along with the media, along with the Democrats, are using these processes to really, really play games with the other guys, the guys they don't like, which is the conservatives.
Right. And at what expense for the American people? I mean, here it is. We had a president. I was talking with Sean Spicer the other day about his new book, and I said, Sean, your new book, I got the title for it. He goes, what's that? And I said, Trump was right. Because time and again, whenever they said Trump was wrong, he did this, you know, it's just, oh, okay, he was right. Even up to the most recent deal of January the 6th, where the FBI finally had to come back after investigating everything, said that he didn't incite an insurrection. He's not guilty of that. You know, that was a small headline that came and went just that fast. But time and again, President Trump was right. And here we were 8 months ago, energy independent, Middle East peace was breaking out, our border was locked down, lowest unemployment of all time, and all of a sudden that's turned on its head because of all this manipulation from the left and the Democratic Party, and they just, you know, meanwhile they're trying to pin us down with another $3.5 trillion worth of debt. Thank you very much. You know, all brought to you by the left and these oligarchs in the, as you say, the media, big tech, corporate America, and others. And as one investigator shared with us last week, you know, a company that is in charge of everything is pulling all the levers, and they've got $9 trillion of assets, and so they're the big dog. They're at the top of the food chain and just having fun moving everybody's cheese. And it's costing us money and all kinds of stress, John O'Connor.
Well, then what you've got, Bill, is you've got a system here in which democracy clearly is not working the way it's intended, because it's supposed to work, that everybody, we have a free and fair press, and everybody gets information and then makes their decision on who represents them. But that system is so skewed now by by what you and I are talking about.
Exactly. Got to leave it there, John, to be continued.
Exactly. I thought you missed the highest mortgage rates in history. You're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonnell on Sunday ruled against Democrats' plan to provide 8 million green cards as part of their $3.5 trillion spending bill. The money requested by Democrats is very close to what America spent on all of World War II and has zero Republican support. The U.S. government has begun deporting hundreds of Haitian migrants who camped out near Del Rio, Texas. An estimated 13,000 Haitians swelled the border last week, adding to the self-induced crisis at the border. More than 320 migrants arrived in Port-au-Prince on three flights from the United States on Sunday and early Monday. A half dozen more flights are expected this week. The Northport Police Department in Florida says it currently has no plans to conduct a major search of the Carlton Reserve today, the place where authorities had been looking for Brian Laundrie over the weekend. Laundrie is a person of interest in the Gabby Petito investigation. On Sunday, authorities found a body in Wyoming that is believed to be Petito's. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
With all this going on, I mean, you think about it. What the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, did in 2016 with this Russian collusion, and how it just cost we the people an incredible amount of money. And meanwhile, they've all been able to get away with it without impunity. You know, kind of as John O'Connor was pointing out there, that, you know, Hillary Clinton's famous plausible deniability comes into play here. They're just too big to jail. I guess that's what it comes down to. Bob Boupre, who knows? He knows he's there in the beast of the belly of the beast. As a former congressman from Colorado and a businessman, joins us now. Hey, Robert, how you doing, buddy?
I'm mostly doing okay, Bill. I hope you are.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, and I'm optimistic as I'm seeing people beginning to exercise their constitutional rights as the power of will, we the people. I mean, they're mounting up. They're going after local school boards, going against this critical race theory. And, you know, we're really counting on our elected officials to follow their lead and to be energized to take on this insanity at the federal level, Bob.
Yeah, I think you've touched on what really is still the hope of America. Are we a government of, by, and for the people? Are the people in charge, or is it the other way around? God help us if it ever turns the other way. For a long, long time, I think we've tried to find when we've had setbacks like we did in the last election with the Biden administration coming in, and then the Democrats by narrow majorities, I might point out, but majorities nonetheless controlling both houses of Congress. We've said our, you know, maybe they'll overreach a little bit. Maybe the people will get upset and toss them out. Well, they haven't overreached a little bit. This is some of the most egregious stuff going on right now, and the scandals being created by the Biden administration. I couldn't have imagined that it would be so bad so quickly, Bill. So I think we know, you know, all the obvious things, the border crisis, the drone disaster last week, the French ambassadors being recalled, the FDA panel voting against the guy that appointed him, Joe Biden. But I think the one that really is going to maybe be the death knell is what they're doing to our economy. You know, people, it's kitchen table stuff. When you don't have enough dollars to go around and inflation's getting pretty nasty, price of energy going up, gasoline at the pump is crazy, at least in my state. I think most places.
Yeah, most places.
I think it's going to bite them right in the backside.
Well, the thing is, going into all this, I guess maybe the Biden administration and progressives thought, based on what they were able to get away with this last election, is that the American people are just too stupid, that they'd never figure it out. Because even when you think about this, Bob, this is what's so astounding to me. When Joe Biden did get out from underneath the bunker and he went and campaigned, only about 30% of his own party bought into what they were selling. And somehow he takes that 30% that he can only convince his own party in the primaries to agree with, and he takes that to a federal level, and he wins, he gets over 80 million votes. And on top of that, all the downline voting and everything. I mean, in any other election, see, this is where the insanity comes in. In any other election where you would have had a president running away with that kind of voting, they would have swept the House. They would have swept the Senate. They'd have been, you know, on total lockdown of every element of government except for the Supreme Court. But the ones that matter, the legislative branch and the executive branch, should have been theirs running away. And it didn't happen, Bob.
No, it absolutely didn't happen.
But we're told to believe that he won and run. You know that people hated Donald Trump so much, that they could not stand to vote for him. But they're going to vote for a guy who hardly campaigned, and when he came out, he was obviously mentally deficient. This doesn't make sense whatsoever. But the Democrats are believing their own perception of the American people, that they're just too stupid, you know, which is what Jonathan Gruber said, as you'll recall, when they set up he was the architect for Obamacare. And he just said, well, the American people are just so stupid. That's why we made it complicated, because we knew they wouldn't understand.
Yeah, I mean, tyrannies are built on that kind of stuff, that the people don't have any choices. They're too stupid. They won't rise up. I think the American people will rise up. I mean, when it starts pinching you and your household, your job, your life, the American people are still got a little bit of backbone left, I believe. I think more than a little bit in lots of corners. Right. So hopefully that is our salvation again, that we still remember we're in charge. Government gets its rights from us, not the other way around. But the Democrats seem absolutely intent on stuffing everything on their Santa's wish list down our throat.
Exactly.
$3.5 trillion bill that they're trotting around in D.C. right now is one of the most obscene things I couldn't have imagined it. I was going to say most obscene I've ever seen. I not only have never seen anything like it, I couldn't imagine anything like it.
Exactly. Well, and then like you said, then you throw in the border crisis that's going on. I mean, the footage that we're seeing there in Texas is just absolutely disgusting, Bob. Have you noticed the subtle narrative here recently from Nancy Pelosi about capitalism? What are we being set up for here now?
Precisely. I'm sure you were aghast like I was way back in, what was it, 2008, I guess. I think that was the year when Obama told us that he was going to fundamentally change mm-hmm. America. Well,
yeah,
he took
what?
A pretty good shot at it. He took a pretty good shot at it, but nothing like the 7 or 8 months that we've seen with Joe Biden, Nancy, and Chuck. I think that kind of aggressiveness, you know, the Katie bar the door, full speed ahead attitude of the Democrat leadership, and then all the Democrats getting lined behind them, it really does speak to, as evidence of what you said before. They must just think the American people are so stupid that they're all just a bunch of sheep and going to follow and not say a word. I think the 2022 elections, and hopefully 2024 as well, will tell them that they made a very bad bet.
Well, and the thing is here they are trying to codify what they got away with in the 2020 election, Bob, with the H1, HR1, and S1.
Sure.
You know, you talk about Katie bar the door. I mean, unless the Republicans are really vigilant about monitoring and maintaining voter integrity, we're just going to have more of the same.
Well, I'm a member of the board of the American Conservative Union. That's the CPAC folks. And mm-hmm. we started a center about voter integrity to encourage states, to give states the tools to keep the issue alive. That voter integrity is not just a given. It's like every other part of freedom. You've got to defend it. You've got to be transparent about it. You got to keep your eyes open and be ever watchful, or those that would will steal it.
Yeah. Why doesn't to me? I don't understand why there isn't a mass exodus away from the Dominion machines, and you've got states still insisting on utilizing the Dominion voter machines, Bob, and they're at least they're suspect right now.
Right you are. Right you are. Suspect is the key word.
So, I mean, if it looks like a duck and talks like a duck, I mean, here it is. You've got the
yeah.
You know, you've got the executives who come to D.C. and they're lying out their teeth talking about that they had no capability of connecting with the Internet. And until, you know, some IT guy, some basic IT guy comes in and goes, hey, this here's a modem. If you got a modem in this machine, that means you have the ability to connect to, oh, well, that didn't happen. Oh, really? And you just said it didn't, but then also more and more proof that, in fact, they did connect to the Internet. And meanwhile, we're still asking questions. We got more from Bob Bupre after this.
Truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RED.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom.
But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Bob Oupre, the former Colorado congressman and businessman. Bob, I'll tell you, the challenge that we have right now, and I see this as an opportunity, a golden opportunity for the rebirth of America. Some have been calling it, a second American revolution. And there's two ways to go here. It could be violent, and it could also be peaceful. And the peaceful opportunity, I believe, is there to where people can come together, just as you were suggesting earlier. You know, forget about party. Forget about being a Republican or a Democrat. How about just being an American? You know, e pluribus unum. Let's, you know, what is it that we can agree on? And I think that most people, when you put the Constitution in front of them, you know, agree with our founding fathers and say, yes, you know, this is, you know, wouldn't it be nice? But again, I remind everybody, you know, the aspirational call was in the pursuit of the more perfect union, right? Not saying that we got there, but that we're constantly improving and adjusting, and that is our goal, going to a more perfect union that serves all, that's beneficial for all, right?
I just wrote an op-ed about that very topic. And it was prompted by the question, why is politics so divided now? Why are the parties so far apart? And I made the case that there's, as I know you have, that the parties and the elected officials are but a manifestation of what the people have dictated. I mean, they elect them, and they've elected the partisan politicians that reward the warring, not the leadership. It's exactly. Time that we put meaning back into e pluribus unum. I really believe that, and if we want that to happen, it will be the people that will have to demand it from their leadership, and then you'll get it, because the leaders, the elected officials, want to do what gets rewarded, either with financial contributions or certainly votes. They want to keep their jobs.
Oh, without a doubt.
Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all about sustaining what they already have. It's certainly, it's like you said, they want to keep their jobs. Bob, this reminds me of a commentary I wrote last year, and that was, who told you? Who told you to hate Donald Trump? Who told you to hate America? Who told you these things? You see, you know, it's not so much, I mean, this is all bubbling up, and, you know, the American people have been worked. And we've been told by the mainstream media, by, you know, the social media networks, by professors in our universities telling the kids, it's this consistent narrative that America is not all that it cracks out to be. And we're sitting here going, wait a minute here, you know, things were rolling along. You know, yeah, we had things to work on, but, you know, you want to bring in this racial injustice, and there's a lot to look at, no doubt about it, but my gosh, we just elected a president. We have more mixed marriages, interracial marriages than we've ever had. Blacks, as far as income levels, I mean, you look at the statistics and they're doing great. Minorities, you know, doing great. Could they get better? Sure. Can anybody do better? Yes. But that's the American dream. But you can't get better if you're fighting with each other. And it's like there's this, it's like this, this force. You know, that Trevor Lawton calls, you know, and he says it's driven by Marxists, that their main goal is to destroy and break up this American dream. And here we are. I mean, Bob, when you look at Joe Biden's administration, Trevor based, and he doesn't say this lightly, he's a researcher's researcher, so whenever he says something, everything is very well documented and it's footnoted. He says all but one person in the Biden administration is an avowed Marxist. Now, if that doesn't tell you everything that you need to know and understand what's going on, is that we are paying people. We got people on the people's payroll. We're paying them to break up this American idea. This is ludicrous, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, and it's horrific. It's shameful. It's hard to imagine that it has permeated an administration that deeply. I want to highlight one other problem you just pointed out, and that's what's happening not only on our college campuses. It's happening K through 12. It's in all of academia, which is again permeated whatever we want to call them. A lot of them won't admit that they're Marxists, but their behavior, their principles, what they're preaching belies their innocence in this. We've got an enormous number of Marxists that are in control of academia and thus poisoning the minds of young people. And yeah, that was a tenet of Marx himself.
Yes,
he knew that if you could control the minds of the kids, you control the society. That's exactly where they're headed. And the CRT stuff, this radical leftist agenda stuff, this hate America stuff, that's where it's coming from, and it is enormously destructive. You mentioned a little bit ago, just after the break, Bill, that it's time to get beyond party. I very much agree with that. I mean, I'm going to be guided by the principles that I believe in, and those principles are best represented by the Republican Party. So sure, I want to see Republicans get elected. But I think this really is an absolutely critical time in the history of America. And since America has become the dominant economic and military superpower, I'd like to think still somewhat of a moral authority on planet Earth, it's a critical time for the history of man. If America were to fail, As a friend of mine who escaped communist China years ago once told me, said, if America ever failed, where would people like him have to go? Where would freedom still
exactly
live? Where right. would that beacon be?
Mm-hmm.
This is a critical time for all of us to do everything we can to stand up for freedom, for our principles, for what those founders taught us, because Lincoln was right, of course, America is the last best hope of Earth.
Yes. Well, look what happened, just a little microcosm of to your point. Look what happened in Afghanistan. You've got young girls, young men, young boys, for 20 years,
you know, kind of getting a taste of freedom. Suddenly, overnight, Bob, this is stripped from them. And you know, Joe Biden, bless his heart, I mean, he has no comprehension of what these people invested in. And kind of just saying, well, they gave up and they didn't fight hard enough and they don't deserve freedom, so is what he implied. I mean, over 60,000 Afghanis believed in freedom and they gave up their lives. That's just on the battleground, Bob. That's not even talking about what happened in various homes and, you know, the abuses that, and of course now it's on steroids. It's just so unconscionable what's happening to the Afghanis. And what did they think was going to happen here? And I know people are listening to the narrative of the media, but you got to drill down and get the truth here, is that when Joe Biden checked out, he checked out so quickly and so unilaterally that he left them buck naked. There was nothing to defend themselves with. They lost air superiority. Once that happened, the Taliban went full speed ahead and they started taking ground. And you're going to tell me that you didn't see the rapid rush, that you're all of a sudden you're in shock and awe that they were able to, you know, end up in Kabul in 11 days and take over everything? You've got to be. I mean, come on, that's insane. You know, the military-industrial complex is out to lunch, and General Milley and the rest of them ought to all be fired. Forget about the exodus, just the way this thing was handled and the level of incompetence that was demonstrated there is so un-American, Bob.
This is the worst foreign policy, national security, whatever you want to call it, disaster I have witnessed in my entire life, Bill. I remember Bay of Pigs. I remember all of them, even Benghazi, which I thought was pretty horrific. Nothing compares to this disaster. And you know, we've mentioned the border situation, the Afghan situation. The French last week recalled their ambassador, for heaven's sakes. Joe was the guy that was going to restore our prestige around the globe. Now we're at a diplomatic war with the French, of all things. The COVID mess that he's got us in, all of these are of his own making, Bill.
Yes, yes, exactly.
He can't say that this is Donald Trump. I guess he can say it, but it's laughable that it's Donald Trump's fault or anybody else's fault. This is Joe's fault.
Well, and it's our fault. It's our fault for voting him in. He's mentally impaired. He's mentally impaired, and he's leading this country into more chaos. That's really the bottom line, Bob. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, I want to respect the presidency. I want to respect, you know, the position of every human being to do the best they can. But give me a break. I mean, Jill Biden, the Democratic leadership, Barack Obama, they all knew that Joe Biden was impaired. And look, his impairment now has become our peril.
That I think is, well, I don't think. That is a very justifiable criticism of the Democrat Party leadership to foist someone they knew was not up to the task on the American citizenry is beyond shameful, beyond shameful.
Bob, you've always been activated. What's your encouragement? We got 30 seconds left here to the American people. If we're going to get this country back on track, go ahead.
Yeah, I think people still bleed red, white, and blue. And I think at their core, they're patriotic Americans. I think they are committed to not only saving this country, but just doing the right thing. Just stand up and do the right thing. This is a time, you know, it's not for the weak need. This is the time that people need to respect what this country is all about, what our ancestors sacrificed to get us here.
Exactly. Got to leave it there.
I don't want it. Yep, you got it. Take care, Bill.
Thanks, Bob Oupre.
Yes,
appreciate it.
The pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits.
assistance. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination.